If you are a Game of Thrones fan and were tied up somewhere last night, not allowed to see the finale, spoiler alert. Game over. I'm sure no one said that yet. After 8 years of epic battles, palace intrigue, grisly deaths, the Red Wedding, HBO's Game of Thrones ended last night, and not since The Sopranos has there been such a hue and cry. As of this morning, a Change.org petition to reshoot Season 8 with competent writers had more than 1.2 million signatures. Oh, and there was that last gaffe, the plastic water bottle in a scene. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So there will be spoilers here. Spoilers that will spoil things.
Many spoilers.
Spoiling things for people. Okay, so here it comes. In the finale last night, the show's iconic Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of dragons, is stabbed in the heart by her nephew and lover Jon Snow. Her dragon, in his grief, melts the Iron Throne everyone has coveted. Frankly, I felt so sorry for the dragon. I got very sad there. USA TV critic Kelly Lawler called it a disaster ending that fans didn't deserve. Derek Thompson, you say what?
I have seen every episode of this show. I think it's extraordinary, especially its first four or five seasons. I thought the final season was often gripping, but I agree with the critics who say the pacing was just utterly bizarre. There were scenes of pointless hobnobbing that would go on for minutes and minutes, and then enormous plot points. You know, Dany, the female lead, suddenly becoming a villain, or the crowning of a new king that we've been waiting hundreds of hours to see. These moments took place over the course of seconds. And, you know, I was thinking, this might be the last conventional television show ever. The last time we ever have a population the size of a major state, 20 million people, watching and reacting to a TV show at the exact same time, the way we often do with live sports. And this finale felt to me like watching a Game 7 where there are long, boring stretches, and then in the fourth quarter, the best player is suddenly ejected by the refs for no reason whatsoever. Like, that's dramatic, but it doesn't give you the catharsis that you want from a Game 7. It doesn't give you the momentum that you need to understand why what is happening is happening. Well, that, so it just felt rushed to me in that
regard. Well, and those stretches might be Peter Dinklage's character just
wandering around, looking at the ruins.
Look, I'm completely faking this here. I have seen a few episodes. I watched last night. But I'm binge watching This Is Us. So, and plus, Les Miserables was on. But Peter O'Dowd, you are one of those millions of devoted viewers that Derek just mentioned. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, like Derek, I have watched every single one of these episodes. I was ready for this to be over, to be honest. I think after 8 years, it was just time for it to wrap up.
And I was free from your Sunday nights.
I was glad that, yes, I didn't have to watch it again. I won't have to watch it next Sunday. But I think there were some tender moments in that final episode. You know, I'll never forget Peter Dinklage's character on that in the pile of rubble. He sees his brother, Jaime Lannister, and his hated sister in the pile underneath the rubble. I thought that was a really powerful scene. But the pacing was strange because in the last... As soon as the new king was branded, there was a long period of denouement, right? I mean, there was all these storylines that we had to wrap up. And I thought the last 30 minutes of the show just sort of kind of went on and on.
Yeah, Derek, talk about the last scene and this idea of the Council of Survivors. Spoiler alert, momentarily deciding, well, maybe we'll take a vote on who should now rule. But no, that they laughed off the idea of democracy. By the way, look for the water bottle in that scene. One of the headlines was, congrats on inventing the Electoral College. Were they trying to, what was your thoughts on that?
So this is a scene where some of the most important characters from the previous seasons, essentially, initially it looks like they're going to execute the hand of the king and then somehow the hand of the queen, and then somehow Tyrion convinces them to make Bran the king of the Seven Kingdoms, the Six Kingdoms, and then make him the hand again.
Spoiler alert, of course,
this happened not over the course of several minutes, but over the course of several seconds.
Right.
And I would say several things. First of all, Bran the Broken, a little bit of an absurd name, a little bit ableist, but I think they needed to do more to establish Bran in this season. If he's ultimately going to sit on the proverbial Iron Throne, maybe give him more than one line per episode?
Well, in the whole series, really. I mean, he vanished for long periods of time throughout the entire 8 years.
Well, didn't say anything last night either.
Yeah,
he had one line, maybe two lines. Like, again, people had been waiting so long to hear who was finally going to sit in the throne, who was going to rule over these kingdoms. And it goes to a character who's so laconic, he only says about four words in the scene in which he becomes the king. No. I mean, I think that fans are upset because they were expecting more meaning from this season, more explanation, more of a buildup, so they could feel like when the biggest moments they'd been waiting for were happening, they were cheering them, not thinking, wait, that scene's over already?
Derek, quickly, do you think the stage was set for a spinoff, which would have a very hard time competing with the Game of Thrones?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, I think HBO is very serious about a spinoff. I mean, when people say they're tired of watching a movie or television franchise, Peter, you notwithstanding, you know, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. You know, Game of Thrones has more attention and more viewership than ever. You know, there are people who are saying they're sick of the show, but you certainly can't see that by the number of people watching, by the ratings. So HBO is wise from a business standpoint to work on spinoffs, and they are working now on a prequel.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. May I suggest This Is Us. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.